this past weekend in South Florida sports. My God, we are recording on this day, September 22nd, 2021. And if you're listening to us to 30 years from now, I don't think it could get worse than this past weekend of South Florida sports, where you had the Miami Hurricanes losing by 3 touchdowns to Michigan State, and then the Dolphins getting shellacked 35-0. Both at home, by the way, the 35-0 to the Buffalo Bills. There's been some bad weekends. There's been some weekends where both teams lost. But, man, just two straight poundings. That's a story at home. Both games at home, that's historical. That's an historical accomplishment for South Florida sports.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's paid attention knew this was coming.
Yeah, we said the Michigan State under barely held on, but we said that, you know, you got to take Michigan State. And we all were like, Bills only -3.5. Bro, Bills going to kill the Dolphins.
I mean,
I thought Allen was going to throw 4 touchdowns.
So did I. But it was just Zach Moss all day.
Yeah. And Allen didn't have his best game either. The Bills didn't even play well. Like, you know, Allen was.
I thought it was one of the worst games the Bills have played in a long time.
They still won 35-0.
It wasn't even close. It wasn't like 35-0, but they scored 2 touchdowns late in the game to get it. No, it was like Miami had no chance. It did not belong on that field.
Yeah, they had chances in the first half to like get the game close, but they kept turning it over and then stupidly going for it on 4th down when they don't have an offensive line and just left so many points on the board. Dropped balls all over the place by everybody, not just Jalen Waddle. Devontae Parker dropped the touchdown. You know, Jakeem Grant fumbled the ball. Albert Wilson had a couple drops. Waddle had a drop on a screen pass, and he muffed a punt. And so it was just a disaster all around. I wish there was a guy in the draft who never dropped a ball in his entire college career. You know, maybe Dolphins could have taken him. Oh wait, that guy was in the draft. His name was Kyle Pitts.
Who was that? Oh, Kyle Pitts? That guy hasn't been great in Atlanta either, though.
Yeah, he's playing in Atlanta. Matt Ryan sucks.
And then was much better?
I mean, Matt Ryan at one point was, you know, going to the Super Bowl. And you're right. Tua was, you know, but Tua didn't play much in the second game. He got knocked out. And turns out they said, no, broken ribs. Everything's good, you know. Broken ribs. Out.
Yeah, it's funny. He went from like, he has Bruce ribs. It's just a pain issue to never mind. Broken.
I can't. The Dolphins are always going to the PR machine is always on. They can never say the truth.
What I will say about
come on anyways
injuries like that. What I will say is, look, I got the notification. What I will say about injuries like that is that a lot of times it's not that easy to diagnose. Like, you have to run a bunch of tests. So the initial tests may come back and say one thing, but in reality, they were probably broken. You can tell.
Did you get this from your doctor, your quack doctor friend?
No. You could just tell from the way he reacted. Like, have you ever seen anybody getting carted off the field because of rib injuries?
Yeah. Like, we knew that it was bad, but why? Bad. I know it's either diagnosed, but it's almost like they wanted to soften the blow. It's like, oh, no, mild rib contusion. He's just dealing with pain. Yes, this thing is on. SDI commenting on the stream. We are live on Twitch for like the 8th.
Oh, there we go. I got to let him know that the thing's on. If not, they don't comment.
Indian Rasta joining the party. What's up, Indian Rasta? Yo.
And then we got Chicken Lips Tobin as well.
Chicken Lips Tobin. I haven't heard of him in a while. Matt 0102. He's a staple. He's a regular on the
Chicken
SDI
Lips Tobin was on last week.
That's right. Chicken Lips Tobin. It's a new avatar. Is that a... It's some sort of sneaker. Chicken Lips Tobin.
Is it Jalen Waddle's broken ankle?
Oh, damn. I respect Speak the Smolnik for coming on yesterday just to call me a bum and then leave. I respect that.
No, yeah, you gotta respect the.
But Jalen Waddle, what, he had 6 catches for 48 yards. I can't read that. I can't put that one on the screen, RVA Richie. Tyler Hero ankle tat. Okay.
Please tell me that's not your tat. Oh, it's Tyler Hero's ankle tat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, Tua's going to be out. San Diego Informer. Tua's going to be out this week. He's probably going to be out a couple more weeks. So
I think by Friday he'll be placed on IR.
Which is minimum 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Which is minimum 3 games. And that means Jacoby Brissett will have a chance at his revenge game against the Colts in week 4. So that'll be interesting. But, yeah, But yeah, it was Jalen Waddle. He had a Jarvis Landry type game. He had like six catches for 48 yards, and he had a fumble. Like it was very, it was a screen pass catcher. The Dolphins used two first round picks on a screen pass catcher. And so, and look, he's all right. I'm not going to say he's great. I'm not going to say he's terrible. But he's had a, he's made some good plays and he's made some bad ones. So he offsets.
Yeah. The take shouldn't be, should they have taken Devontae Smith? Should they have stayed at 10? Should they have taken Kyle Pitts and stayed at 3? The argument needs to be they should have taken Penei Sewell.
I said that.
Clearly, they have a massive offensive line problem. They had the best, arguably the best player on the board was an offensive lineman. And they went with a receiver.
I just a 5'9" slot receiver that you could find anywhere.
But even if it was Calvin Johnson, I still think the argument would be that you should have taken the offensive line because doesn't matter if you have Calvin Johnson if you can't give your quarterback a second to throw the ball.
And look at what the Cardinals found with your guy SDI Rondale Moore, arguably the best rookie receiver. And he was in the second. He was in the second round. The Dolphins had three cracks at Rondale Moore. They could have picked him at the in the top of the second round. I believe he went like 49 overall. Actually, no, wait. Yeah. Then the Dolphins traded back up into the second round to take Eichenberg. So they might have had four cracks at Rondale Moore. Instead, and then maybe you could sit on extra picks as well. Like I like the three options for the Dolphins. They could have the trade back to 12 was my favorite. The staying at 3 and taking Pitts was next. And if you were forced to stay at 6, if you had to move up and get somebody, even the extra first round pick would have been too much. There's no person there that's worth giving up a first round pick, but the least of the bad options was Penei Sewell. And the Dolphins did neither of the three.
You're saying that you don't think it's worth it. I think he might have been. I mean, we'll see. It's only been two games, but it looks like he's going to be worth it. Penei Sewell at 7. At 6 would have been worth it.
You're right. He was the best. He was the only guy. He was the closest guy to being worth the extra first-round pick that the Dolphins gave up. Nobody on the board at the time the Dolphins were picking was worth giving up a first-round pick.
Yeah, but I don't know
why Penei Sewell was the best of the worst.
But he has potential to be really good. But I don't understand why people still trust Chris Greer. Like, what does it matter how many picks he has? He's going to mess him up anyway.
That's the problem.
No, healthy scratch. The two games this season. I mean, that's another miss. Greer just misses and misses and
Austin
misses.
Austin Jackson disaster. And
Austin Jackson might be the worst offensive lineman I've ever seen.
And Jalen Phillips nowhere to be found.
Yeah, and he's one headache away from retirement. No, I mean, I'm serious. Marshall didn't he retire once because of concussions?
We'll sneak some games in. Marshall, Appalachian State, Thursday night. Marshall, App State is a 7-point favorite at home. I'll take line movement going in on the Thundering Herd. But Appalachian State was close with the Hurricanes, but the Hurricanes are really bad. So I'll still take App State to lay the 7.
No, I like Marshall because this isn't one of the teams that App State does things to.
That's true. That would be so hilarious if the Marshall coach, who is, it's not Doc Holliday anymore, it's somebody else. If he goes and takes the field and is like, they didn't do that to us. Do the Canes cover? That's a question. Do the Canes cover this week? We'll get to that. I don't think there's going to be a line until Saturday, so we'll have to guess the line.
With no quarterback, that's right.
Yeah, De'Ara King's out too, so Vegas is spinning. The Vegas is going crazy with this game. What do we do? What's the line do we put out there?
On the site that I use, I haven't been able to find. I haven't been able to find the Dolphin line yet.
Well, it should be out now because there's a definitive answer on Tua Tagovailoa. We know,
Seems like there's a definitive answer on Derek Carr.
Oh yeah, that he's going to play.
Yeah.
So I saw the loose line I saw earlier in the week was Raiders -5.5. I actually see on the ESPN at -4. No way it's going to be 4.
That's what I saw it at, but that's what I saw it at without when we didn't know Tua was out.
Yeah, that's going to be the loose line I saw earlier in the week was 5.5. They were 5. So you're saying add another 1.5. I think it'll be 7 because 5.5 they were kind of middling on if they didn't know who the quarterback was going to be, and then it dropped to 4.
See, I don't know. I don't think it's going to drop, man.
No way. I mean, Jacoby Brissett was pretty bad last week,
but he wasn't. Terrible. And
It wasn't his fault with the offensive line and receivers dropping the ball, but he did throw that lollipop interception.
Okay, but so I mean, I don't think the difference between Tua and Brissett is that much. And if anything, I think Brissett might be better. So I don't think it's going to change the line.
We'll see.
But even if you want to take my Tua bias out of here, I think Vegas agrees that Brissett and Tua, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think if point spread rise, it's still going to be a road game no matter what. I just think they're going to go on the side of seven, but maybe six and a half.
You know what? If it's above seven, I'll take the Dolphins.
Yeah, if you get 7.5, I'm jumping on the Dolphins right now. You get that back door is open. You get that half point's a big different. No more Tua bias. They're truths now.
They are truth.
Look, I hear people on ESPN saying, "Oh, now people are going to start calling Tua injury prone." Well, when you have the injury thing going in, and then your second year, bam, you're injured out several weeks, so it's going to come up. It's not like Travis Etienne where his injury came completely out of nowhere.
Or Joe Burrow, who's never been hurt until one hit, you know?
Yeah, and so Brissett is ready.
I agree. I think, you know what? Even if it's at four, I think I might take the Dolphins. I mean, the Raiders are good, but they're not, like, great. Brissett can come in and win that game.
Maybe, you know what? The Raiders just played the Ravens, and then they went into Pittsburgh and played the Steelers. They played two high-quality teams. They were geared up, ready to go, and now they play a team at home like the Dolphins with their backup quarterback. They might relax. Oh, bro, we just went to Pittsburgh and won. We beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. You think we're going to be worried about the
Dolphins? Yeah, the Saturday night they're going to like, we'll go hang out at the Wynn. We don't need to worry about the game.
Go hang out at the Wynn. go to the lake.
Right. Go to In-N-Out.
Go.
Maybe Earls of Sandwiches at late night.
Oh, yeah, with Solana.
Solana's going to be in Vegas this weekend. He's probably going to Earls.
That's right. He's a traveling. He's a traveling producer.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy who holds Joe Rosen's bag. Trevor has a line from FanDuel at Raiders -3.5. I would jump on that right now. Take the Raiders.
Yeah, because it's definitely going to go up.
Even though I just said I think the Dolphins are going to win, I have no idea what we'll talk about this game when we get to it.
All right. Middle Tennessee at Charlotte. Charlotte's a 3-point favorite. This is Friday at 6:30 p.m.
Sure. Cool. Charlotte, whatever.
I'll go with the Blue Raiders. I'll take the points.
You just wanted to say Blue Raiders. That's the only reason why you took them, because you wanted to prove that you knew their logo.
All right. Interesting game. Wake Forest at Virginia. Virginia's got Miami on a Thursday night the following week. This is a Friday night. Virginia's a 4-point favorite. Ooh, I like Wake getting the points. I know Virginia has a high-powered offense, but Wake looked good last week. It was against Florida State. I'll take Wake at the points.
Wait. Did you just call this an interesting game?
Well, you're right. I only say that because that's Miami's next opponent, and it's on a short week. But Virginia, it's not a short week. They're playing on a Friday, and then Canes on a Thursday. That's basically a full week. The Canes are playing on a Saturday, and then playing on a Thursday. Again, the Saturday to Thursday.
Yeah, but the Canes pretty much have a bye. So it's the same thing.
You would think.
Yeah, I'll take Virginia. Right. I'm going to go with Trevor from the 2-3 here. Virginia, no problem.
But yeah, but De'Ara King might not be ready for the Thursday game against Virginia. They might.
Yeah, I think Von Brocklin or whatever his name is better.
Von Brocklin.
What's his name? What's the backup name?
Van Dyke.
I think Van Dyke is better.
Okay, this is an interesting game.
De'Ara King is clearly still injured, so I think Van Brocklin is a better starter right now.
This is an interesting game. 8:00 on the ACC Network Friday night. Liberty at Syracuse. And check this out. Liberty on the road at an ACC school is a 6-point favorite. And you know what? I'm laying him. Malik Willis trying to get his NFL draft stock up there. Hugh Freeze, he smells head football coaching openings. He wants to send a message. And maybe the Cage should call Hugh Freeze. I'll lay the 6 at Liberty.
The ACC is one of the worst conferences of all time. Give me Liberty.
Or give me death.
At this point, everybody's picking death, so.
Yeah. And then late night, Friday night, extra thermometer, UNLV at Fresno State.
I don't need a line. Fresno State.
-30.5. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting a discount, a shade under 3-1. Fresno State, they just beat UCLA last week. They were hung with Oregon, and they blew. I mean, they super covered against UConn. I think Fresno State's covered every game they've played. And so I'll lay the 30.5 with Fresno State. UNLV is all sorts of bad, and they're not in Vegas either, my favorite city. No chance. Right. Give me Fresno State. And then Georgia Vanderbilt noon on Saturday. Georgia 35.5-point favorites. That's a lot of points. I'm gonna take the Doors. Maybe they're down 42-0, and they have a drive with a minute left to get it through the back door. I'll take the Doors.
Sure. Georgia. I like Georgia.
Villanova, sorry. Villanova, Penn State, no line. By the way, funny story about backdoor covers. This, you know, I'll save that for the Biasso of the week because I have to talk about that. I was a major Biasso for something that happened over the weekend. The game day game, even though it's on Fox and Gus Johnson's going to be on the call, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, the game is at Soldier Field. Wisconsin's a 6.5-point favorite. What, I mean, I know Notre Dame has not looked good in three games. They've barely beaten bad teams, barely beat Florida State, barely beat Toledo and Purdue. They got by Purdue. But Wisconsin sucks too. I don't trust that Graham Mertz. Give me the Irish in the 6.5. And they're playing in Chicago. Yeah. It should be a pretty split 50-50 Wisconsin. No, it's not that far from Wisconsin either.
I don't think so. Notre Dame just has more alumni.
Wisconsin, they'll bring the fans of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Wisconsin's down. I mean, Wisconsin's got to be down the street from Soldier Field. It's like an hour and a half from Milwaukee, but I know Madison's a little bit further west. It's tricky, but
yeah, it's probably like a few hours. But give me the under for sure, and give me Notre Dame in the under.
And you got a revenge factor too. Jack Cohn, the quarterback for Notre Dame, is going up against his old team in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
LSU, Mississippi State, LSU -2.5 on the road. The Mississippi State's been everyone's trendy underdog pick. It's a home dog, 3 points or less. I know the Bear is all over Mississippi State.
And LSU hasn't been great.
They haven't been great, but you know, that being said, Mississippi State too popular of an underdog pick, and they just lost to Memphis. I'll take LSU. I'll lay the 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not willing to give up on LSU quite yet, especially since I'm going to go see them in 3 weeks. So go Tigers.
Is Najee Harris out this week? That's from Vinny.
No, I think Vinny's just talking smack.
Oh, okay. I mean, he's slow as molasses. He had another 3.8 yards per carry last week. Missouri at Boston College. Mizzou, a 1.5-point favorite. ACC's horrible. I'll take Mizzou.
Yeah, definitely going to Mizzou here.
FIU at Central Michigan. Central Michigan, 10-point favorite. That's a lot of points. I'll take few.
Pause down. Give me the CMUs.
The CMUs. New Hampshire and Pitt, we could skip. Richmond at Virginia Tech, we could skip. I did just call someone slow Indian roster. Yes, I did. Bowling Green at Minnesota.
You know, I actually respond to Indian roster on this? I understand what you're saying. Like, obviously, Najee Harris is faster than me and Robbie probably combined. But so what? He's still slow for an NFL player, and therefore we can make fun of him.
Yeah, there's a reason why he didn't run the 40, because like, he was scared.
Yeah, like I made a comment about Tua the other day, and Big Tone was like, "Oh yeah, coming from somebody who's never played sports." I mean, so what? I can still analyze it. I can still tell you what's going
on. You have to cancel. I mean, ESPN does have a lot of guys that, you know, that did play the game that commentate, but like Greenberg can't, like, you know, you have to cancel all of Greeny's shows if the people who didn't play sports.
Again, Indian Russell says go on the field and tackle him. No. I already admitted he's faster than me and he'll run me over. Like I'll end up in the hospital if I try to tackle him.
He did have a nasty
stick. I'll end up in the ICU if I try to tackle him, Najee Harris. I'm not saying that I'm a better athlete than him, but compared to NFL players, he's slow.
Yeah, he did have a nasty stiff arm too. Greeny and Max should be canceled.
No, I like Greeny. Don't hate on Greeny. Greeny's a classic.
Aren't they both your people, SDI?
Yes, they both are.
Yeah, but they both.
One's a self-hating one, but, you know, no comment.
Bowling Green in Minnesota. Minnesota's a 31-point favorite at home. They just shut out Colorado last week, 30-0 on the road. I'll take the Gophers.
Yeah, that's not enough pins. Give me Minnesota.
Bowling Green. Oh, Ohio at Northwestern. A lot of noon games. Holy crap. Northwestern, a 14.5-point favorite. No, Ohio's 0-3. I'll take Northwestern.
Give me Frank Solich in Ohio.
He's not the coach anymore.
It doesn't matter. He's going to be the coach in my heart forever.
I believe this is the Iron Skillet, SDI. Noon, high noon, SMU at TCU.
Yeah.
TCU is a 9.5-point favorite. That's a lot. I'll take SMU.
I mean, did you see how SMU won last week? It's a bad team.
Hail Mary with the Hail Mary.
Crazy Hail Mary, a tip Hail Mary. No, give me the Frogs.
It's the Skillet. It's the Iron Skillet.
I know, and Mordecai's one of my people too, and he's a great quarterback, but he's a little too conservative for my liking.
Texas Tech at Texas, rivalry game. Texas, a 7.5-point favorite at home. No way. I'll take Texas Tech.
Yeah, what? This is the new quarterback. This is a weird line. Give me Tech.
Wagner at Temple. We could skip. Miami of Ohio at Army. Army -8.5-point favorite. Army got backdoored last week by UConn.
They get backdoored every week. No, I'm serious. That wasn't an Afghanistan joke. That was like they've gotten backdoored like the last few games, no?
It's true. Yeah. With that being said, I'll take Miami of Ohio. Sneak into the back door.
Yeah, no, I think the back door is closed. Give me Army.
Boy, oh, wait a minute. Is this right? I see noon. Noon Eastern on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Boise State at Utah State. That means
that's a 9:10
It's a 10. Well, I think it's in Utah. I think it's a 10 a.m. kick local time.
Jesus, the things they do to get on CBS.
I mean, that's the Boise State's a 9-point road favorite. People are going to be half asleep. I'll take Utah State in the points.
Yeah, you know what? I trust Mormons much more at 10 a.m. than I trust potato fans. Give me Utah State.
That's a good way of putting it. All right, finally, SDI, 12:30. Central Connecticut, Miami. We're not going to pick the game because there's no line, but let's play a game. Guess the line for the Miami Hurricanes. So De'Aaron King's out. He's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Van Dyke. It's going to be Jake Garcia. Mm-hmm. Central Connecticut is bad. They're 1-2. And
is that Jeff Garcia's kid?
No, it's not Jeff Garcia's kid. No, okay. I know. I remember that. They're from California. So, but
did Jeff Garcia play for the 49ers?
He did. But he did. But I remember his family being the background of his recruiting videos.
Okay.
But Central Connecticut, they're 1-2, and they lost to Southeast Louisiana 56-10. They did beat Wagner 21-19. And they had another loss to Southern 28-21. So they're bad for FCS standards. So I say the Canes line will be – I had it at 49.5 with King. Without King, I'll drop it down to 46.5.
I like it 26.5.
26.
That's what I would put it at. I think Central Connecticut wins by 26. I like it at 26.5.
Central Connecticut money line?
Yeah, oh, for sure. You can already tell that they quit on Manny.
Canes never blow bad teams out. Oh, I gotta tell the see. We got text.
It's Phil. It's the Heisman update. The Heisman odds update.
Oh, the odds. Because we in our group chat we had the original Heisman odds, and as a quarterback has a bad game or loses, we just update the picture with scratch marks over.
Yeah, but see how Bryce Young's at +170. I got him at +350.
Damn, that's good. That's good. Jeez,
I saw +350 last week, and I got him. I got a Friday night at +350.
Nah, that's how you bet right there. Mm-hmm. You take advantage of the number.
Yeah. I figured it was going to get updated eventually.
Desmond Ridder +1200 is not terrible, especially if he beats Notre Dame.
Yeah.
CJ Verdell, CJ Stroud. Let's see if there's any whack. De'Aaron King is still on there at +5000. Oh, that's just throwing money away. You got to give me like +2 million.
Yeah, you know, I know you got to give me some Worf money if I'm going to bet that.
Worf money. All right. We got through that game. So USDI says Central Connecticut by 26.5. I still contend that Kenny Walker, he's the PA announcer for the Dolphins, and he does mornings on the beach. I think, yeah, the beach is what's next door to our studio. Yeah, and so. Yeah, Kenny Walker's a Central Connecticut alum. If Central Connecticut somehow wins, he should be able to say whatever he wants on 790. He should be able to go in there whenever he feels like it and gets his takes out there on anything if Central Connecticut beats Miami. I think Toby would agree with that. I should have gotten him on. I was lazy.
I told you to get him on. I told you we need to get somebody on this week. We can talk about the Canelo fight.
The ruckus between him and Caleb Plant. UMass at Coastal Carolina. Coastal's a 36-point favorite at home. I know that UMass is starting to hang around with teams, but Coastal, they had a tight squeeze last week. I'll take Coastal to lay the 36.
What about the train? Is the train still on?
Well, it's breaking down, but it's still running. It's still operational.
All right, then give me Coastal. Also, Andy Ross asking if I'm drinking alkaline water, which I am. It's great. In Costco, it's great. They're like a 16-pack for $12. Liter of water, and it's alkaline water. It's fantastic.
What does the alkaline do? Does it make
honestly? I have no idea. I just like that they're a liter size, and that they're $12 for 16 at Costco.
It makes it sound like the Alkalites, you know, back in the old wrestling.
Yeah, right? I don't know, like alkaline batteries, and maybe it gives me energy. I have no idea.
It lowers the pH in your system.
But Indian Rasta, I don't know if that's true because I still get acid reflux.
San Jose State, Western Michigan. Western Michigan, only a 3-point favorite after beating Pitt on the road last week.
Yeah, remember when Pitt was everybody's darling because they won that one game?
Against Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah. Who are they playing?
Well, Western Michigan's playing San Jose State at home. Western Michigan's a 3-point favorite.
No, give me the other team, not Western Michigan.
I'll take Western Michigan, lay the 3. Toledo at Ball State. Toledo, a 4.5-point favorite, all because they hung around with Notre Dame. But I'll take Ball State at home. Jason Whitlock and Letterman. I say that every
No, Ball State.
Texas State and Eastern Michigan. God, some of these games. Eastern Michigan 6.5-point favorite.
Against who?
Let's pick up the pace, as Reese Davis would say.
Yes, I agree with him.
I'll take Texas State in the points.
Not in Michigan.
When in doubt, take the points. All right, Washington State at Utah. Utah 14.5-point favorite. The quarterback just left, just dipped. That's a lot of points. Give me Wazoo.
Yeah, Wazoo in the house.
Colorado State at Iowa. Iowa's a 23-point favorite. I'll take Iowa. People on the road in Iowa, weird things happen.
Yeah, and the Buffs are not good this year. Or not the Buffs, sorry. The Rams are not good this year. Give me Iowa.
All right, this is a good game. Texas A&M, Arkansas. It's the SEC game on CBS. It is in Jerry World. It is in Jerry World.
If I would have told you 3 years ago that Arkansas would be in on a CBS primetime game, it's insane.
A&M is a 5.5-point favorite on the Nooch.
It's in Dallas?
It's in Jerry World. Oh, LSU Phil says Hogs money line.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know about money line, but I like Arkansas for sure with the points.
And isn't A&M on their backup quarterback? They did.
Yeah, I know their starter got hurt against Colorado. I don't know if he's back yet.
I tell you what, I think
Where's that boy? Where's Trevor? Yes, Phil, he's still out?
Yeah, he's still out. Jerry, you know Jerry Jones is going to be there. He's dying to get to see his Hogs win.
Oh, that's right. He's an Arkansas guy. Yeah. Oh, Arkansas. No, for sure. It's a Jerry World. Arkansas money line 100%. You know he's going to.
It's a Jerry World every year.
Or something, and give LeBron James cramps. I don't know. He's going to do something.
All right, Clemson at NC State. The new QB sucks. Clemson at NC State. Clemson a 10-point roadie over NC State. Clemson has not been good offensively. They
don't score. Yeah.
They don't score touchdowns.
Maybe ukulele should stop doing so many Dr. Pepper commercials.
LFC Phil says NC State money line. They call this game the Textile Bowl. Rivalry game, bad Clemson team. But I feel like if you got this line before the season, Clemson would be like a 21-point favorite.
Yeah, what's it at now?
10.
Ooh.
So I feel like a discount. I mean, there's a discount on the rack. It's like an open peanut butter jar, and it's like 90% off. I'm just gonna take it.
I think I'm gonna do an LSU Phil parlay. I'm gonna do Hogs money line and Wolfpack money line.
Oh, that's a pretty good cheese. The Hogs money line by themselves. We look it up there. I'm guessing like +300 if you're getting 10 points.
Yeah, I'll throw a dollar on that. I'll throw a dollar on that parlay. Dollar to win like 13, I'll take it.
Yeah. Something around there. Iowa State at Baylor. Iowa State's a 7-point road favorite.
Iowa State, yeah, for sure. They're good.
Yeah, but then they, I mean, when they,
I mean, no, I'm thinking about Iowa.
No, but Iowa State lost to Iowa. Then they blew out, they took their anger out on UNLV.
Yeah, well, UNLV, they're terrible.
But their anger's already I'm going to take Baylor. I'm going to take Baylor at home there. Iowa State on the road, Big 12.
Did you see that stat by LSU, Phil? That NC State has 2 shutouts, and Clemson is the only ACC team that doesn't have 1,000 yards yet. If you don't have as many yards as University of Miami, you're terrible.
You would eat from an open peanut butter jar. I don't know. It's like in that scene from Horrible Bosses where
why wouldn't you eat from an open peanut butter jar? Like you open it once and then you eat from it. You just throw it out after opening it once. I don't get it.
No, because I made the analogy. I'm taking the discount with Clemson is that there's an open peanut butter. There's a peanut butter jar at the grocery store. It's open and it's like 90% off. And so I buy it.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you're in Miami and everybody's vaccinated, yeah, I would definitely eat from it.
Rutgers at Michigan. Michigan a 20-point favorite. You know what? I'm going to take the Gers.
Yeah, I like Rutgers here. I don't like them to win, but that's a lot of points. Rutgers has been solid. I mean, Shiano knows how to coach. Good defensive guy. Michigan's been good, but I like Rutgers here. 20 is a lot of points.
UTSA at Memphis. Memphis a 3-point favorite. Memphis just beat Dan Rosta says gross. Memphis just beat Mississippi State at home last week. I'll take Memphis. I'll lay the 3.
Yeah, I think Larry Colker loses here. I like Mississippi. I like Memphis.
All right, interesting line. Louisville at Florida State. Louisville's only a 1.5-point road favorite. I think they're giving Florida State way too much respect. I feel like, oh, Florida State's got to turn it around eventually. They can't go 0-4. Well, they said that last week, and they went 0-3. And all of college game day experts, they all predicted Florida State to beat.
Well, that's why they're experts, Robbie.
And then Wake Forest won by 3 touchdowns. I'm not buying that Florida State's eventually going to come out of it. I'm going to lay the 1.5 of Louisville.
Yeah, I think you have to at this point. I mean, I don't think you can, especially it's not that many points. I don't think you can trust Florida State until they win a game.
Yeah. And until that happens, I'll take the Indian roster screaming FSU. I think he's a Florida State fan. A hard time.
Probably. He does a LeBron. He roots for like all those teams from all over.
That's right. Place. Cowboys and Lakers, too. Andre Anderson wrote a sad column about the state of affairs at both Miami and Florida State and what's wrong with both of them.
I think last week was like the third or fourth time in like 42 years that UF Miami and FSU all three lost.
Yeah. For I think in 2003, it hadn't happened since like 78, and now that
and I'm surprised they even gave that stat out, because from what it sounded like, I thought Florida won the game. I mean, it sounded like Florida won the game from everybody calling it the greatest game ever played by Florida.
Hey, they did hang, but yeah, I see the point. Illinois at Purdue. Purdue is an 11-point favorite at home. I know Illinois lost three in a row since that opening win.
Yeah,
against Nebraska. I'll take the Illini, the 11.
Yeah, no, it's just not there yet for Bielma. Give me a.
All right, Wyoming at UConn. Oh boy.
Woo. Okay.
All right, you know what? Before we get to that pick, I gotta tell my Biasa story. So all right, SDI. You want me to go with my story first? You gotta get your Biasa of the week first.
I got two, so I'll do one, then you do, and then I'll do the third. Dolphins fan for anointing Brian Flores a Hall of Famer because he won a few games with guys who were playing for their careers.
You could have done that. I mean, you could have done that's a Biasa of every week. That's not this week in particular.
No, but I think it's like, I think now Dolphins fans are starting to realize, like, oh, we may have been wrong on this Flores guy. I mean, I've been telling them for, you know, 2 years, but I think now they finally are like, he might just not have it.
Yeah. I mean, his personnel decisions off the field have not been good when it comes to picking coordinators or coaches. He fires them after every year. He's got two offensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. Then Chris Greer threw him under the bus. He said that he was the guy that wanted to move up in the draft to get Jalen Waddle. And so, and not to mention, a lot of his free agent signings from his guys from New England, he cuts after a year like Kyle Van Noy. And, you know, yeah, a lot of his free agents have been monumental busts. And so, yeah, his personnel decisions not been good. I'm not giving up on Brian Flores just yet. But, yeah, I mean, you made the comment last week that he was worse than Gase. I'm like, whoa, that's a little too far. But then after Sunday, you're getting a little closer to being right on that.
Oh, 100%. I'm 100% right on that one.
Last season, Miami lost to Clemson, Florida State, and Notre Dame. And Florida State lost to Notre Dame. Florida lost to A&M on October 10th, 2020. Yeah, that was – what I was saying is for a 25-year period that never happened, and then now that happens all the time. Now it's not a big stat anymore.
I don't know. I could get the exact stat, but going through Tim Reynolds is it's gonna take too long.
All right, so here's my Biasa story, and this is what me being a Biasa. It's a rookie mistake I made over the weekend. And LSU Phil knows about the rookie mistake I made. So it has to do with UConn. It has to do with what we talked about, the backdoor Army from earlier. So this past weekend, Army played UConn. Army was a 33.5-point favorite, and they're up 35-0 in the second quarter. I've been bragging about the UConn train. Everybody steamrolls UConn, so I'm feeling a little good. But number one rule: never count your chickens before they hatch.
Oh, yeah. So
I literally texted you two guys. I'm like, I'm so tempted to count a chicken or two. And then it got to like 42-0 at halftime. And I'm like, I'm feeling super good. I'm dancing. I'm like, oh, yeah, we get another cover on that train, baby. Pass me that drink on that on the train. And then all of a sudden, I'm watching Canes, Michigan State. I forgot about it. I put that game to the side. I thought they had that game won. I counted chickens. And next thing you know, LSU Phil alerts us, hey, man, the back door is wide open. It's 52-14. A touchdown from UConn gets them into the back door. And UConn has a drive with like a minute left. The game's on TV, so I'm like nervously watching on my ESPN scorecast. And then with a minute left, it's fourth and goal from the four. This is it. If Army gets the stop right here, we're good. Then UConn gets that touchdown, and Army backdoor. And then UConn got it through the back door, and that's what I get. I'm the Biasa for talking bleep and at halftime. That's a rookie mistake. You can't do that.
You did the opposite in our fantasy matchup, but you did it on purpose. You were trying to do the reverse jinx. I caught you.
So that's why, gamblers out there, especially if you're laying a big number and you're covering in the first half, don't celebrate. Wait till the game is over, and then wait till your ticket is cashed, and then you can celebrate it.
Right.
Once your ticket is cashed.
By the way, James703 Jim, I don't think he's heard our I don't think he's been on since we started. So I think we should answer his question since it's his first time listening.
What do you think of Brissett? Do you think we have any chance? I thought of Brissett a little bit more highly than I did before I saw him play last week. I got a stat from I believe the new guy who covers the Dolphins on ESPN. I got a stat from that Tobin sent me. Marcel Luis Jacquez, that's the guy from ESPN Stats and Info. Jacoby Brissett is 11-19 in 30 starts over the last five seasons. He's among the worst in QBR and yards per attempt in that time, and is the only QB with at least 25 starts to complete under 60% of his passes. So,
yeah, I mean, if he was good, he would be a starter. Like, there's a reason why he's a backup.
We got the same alkaline water from Costco you got, and the essential alkaline water from BJ's. Can't taste the difference.
Yeah, why do you have a membership to both Costco and BJ's? Isn't it the same thing?
Well, maybe he's got a different BJ's membership. Oh,
I'll become a member of that one. Give me the number to that one.
Army backdoor. I can't stand too many jokes we can make right now.
Yeah.
ESPN Fats and Info. Hail Levitard Show. Oh, yeah. Cody. All right. And so, yeah, what else did you get for the Piazza? Yeah, I'm a Piazza for counting my chickens. I broke my own rule.
Did you see the play by Jesus Sanchez?
The barehanded catch? Yeah.
Yeah. People calling it a great play when it was a horrible play.
Yeah, he overran the ball.
I mean, it was a nice catch, but that should have been caught by any regular baseball player catches it with your glove.
Yeah, yeah, he made up for his mistake. He overran the ball, so yeah. He just went whoops.
But it's all over Twitter, like, oh, look at this great catch, like the greatest catch of all time. And same thing with the that amazing pick that the guy in Oklahoma made, like, oh, it's a great pick, terrible play.
Yeah, the Lincoln Riley almost challenged it. He almost challenged his own guys.
Yeah, he said he almost challenged. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, because they gave him the it would have put them it put them on the three their own 3 yards.
It was fourth and 14, and they would have the ball, you know, 17 yards further than where they were.
I feel like that happens every all the time. Everyone always goes for the cool interception. Just knock it down, bro. It's
yeah,
30 yards, extra yards.
Yeah,
you're not gonna run it. You're not gonna run your interception back when you're diving for the ball.
I also get mad when people like slide instead of scoring a touchdown at the end of games.
Oh,
that bothers me too.
Oh yeah, like what happened with the Dolphins Raiders last year?
Yeah, and McCaffrey did it the other day. I don't think he would have got a touchdown, but
I think you should do it when you're up by one. When you're up by one. And you can
when you're up by one, I get it, because you're still a one sport game.
And if I'm the defense, I'm letting the guy score. I want to try to get the ball back and try to tie the game. I'm that's another thing. What I hate is when a guy breaks away gets the first down, the game's over, and he doesn't realize that and the defender tackles him. Like, no, bro, let him score. He's not gonna he's not gonna turn down the free touchdown.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing. Any other payasos?
Well, there was one on Tua, but now that we know that they're broken,
it's
eliminated.
It's just pain. It's just pain. No.
Right, well, I was gonna say he's the only player in NFL history to have like rib pain and not take a Toradol shot and just go back in the game. But apparently they're broken, and if they're broken, they can puncture a lung. So I get it.
Indian roster goes. I got membership to both because I'm a baller. Psych. Like, has the garage showed up like a mini Costco and mini BJ's in case of hurricanes?
I'll let you feel. I'm getting one of those tomorrow.
Hey, it's Twitch P. Well, it's not Twitch POP, it's SDI and the Degenerate. I did a Twitch POP yesterday, but hey, it's not the radio anymore. I guess it's allowed. All right, where do we leave off? We left off Kent State, Maryland. Maryland's a 14.5-point favorite. I'll take Maryland.
No, Kent State. I'm sick of betting Maryland. Every time I bet those games, I lose.
As actually, we skipped that game because we were Wyoming and UConn.
Well, that's right.
Wyoming, a 30-point road favorite. I don't care. I'm getting on the UConn train, and I'm not texting anybody in the second quarter.
So Josh Allen's going to win by 30-plus against the Dolphins and by 30-plus against UConn. Give me Wyoming.
What a week for Josh Allen. Towson at San Diego State. I know it's your team, SDI, but we have to skip that. Towson. I think they're...
I didn't know San Diego State was playing these cupcakes now.
I guess they got to get teams to come. Yeah, they're in Baltimore. That's a long trek for, you know, just a bye game.
It's in San Diego?
Well, is it in L.A.?
Well, it's in L.A., but it's at San Diego State.
Has Wyoming ever been a 30-point road favorite? I don't think they have.
Yeah, even when they had Josh Allen, I don't think they were ever a 30-point favorite.
Georgia State, the Twitch chat is hilarious. I'm sorry for those of you listening on our podcast.
Start coming on the Twitch. It's more fun.
Georgia State at Auburn. Auburn, a 27-point favorite. Feels discounted. It's under the 28, the key number. Four touchdowns gets me a win. If you're up by 35, you can't get backdoored. Very important. Give me Auburn. I'll lay the 27.
Yeah, I like Auburn here, too.
That's so distracting. Kansas at Duke. This is not a basketball game. Duke football is a 16-point favorite. God, yuck. I'll hold my nose and take the points with Kansas.
No, Duke. I think this is the game where Dave Cunningham actually has a good quarterback. Right? Is he still a coach? Is that his name?
Yeah. No. It's the same guy.
Yeah, but it's not Dave Cunningham. I don't even know who Dave Cunningham is.
Cutcliffe. I thought my knee was down.
Yeah, people talk about how Adam Gase only gets jobs because Peyton Manning likes him. Cutcliffe has been a coach for 35 years because Peyton Manning likes him.
Yeah, he's turned down the Tennessee job like 7 times.
Yeah.
I used to live in Maryland. Those fans are saying one game I went to and never went back. Just sold herbs at all the tailgates during the game. That's
yeah, bro. Did you never watch The Wire?
Arkansas State, Tulsa. Tulsa's a 13.5-point favorite at home. Tulsa at 0-3. I know they hung somewhat with Ohio State, but they're laying 13.5. I know it's under the key number of 14, but nah, I got to take the Red Wolves.
No, I like Tulsa.
All right, UCLA at Stanford. UCLA coming off a loss, 4.5-point road favorite. Stanford's won 2 in a row pretty convincingly against USC, but it also against Vanderbilt, yeah. Both on the road. Yeah. I'll take UCLA to cover the 4.5. I
like UCLA, and actually before USC finally fired their coach, I took UCLA to win the Pac-12 South, even though San Diego State's really in first place in the Pac-12
and
South.
And their one loss is to Fresno State. That doesn't affect them in the Pac-12 South. Right. Yeah. Buffalo, Old Dominion. Buffalo, a 13.5-point favorite. Old Dominion didn't play football last year. I'll take Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffs. You love the Buffs.
The Wire is actually accurate as bleep. I lived in downtown Baltimore. I can't put them on the screen because it has the bad word in it. Indian Ross, I used to watch them filming. He used to be watching them filming. Ah, nice.
Yeah. Even their doctors actually do the drugs, apparently.
Oh, God. So Charleston, Southern, East Carolina, no line. Louisiana at Georgia Southern, the great Cajuns, 14-point roadies. I'm gonna take Georgia Southern in the 14 points. Louisiana on the road, Billy Napier. He could sense the college football head coaching openings are coming soon. I'll take Georgia Southern.
No, I like Louisiana. Big Tone, we haven't forgotten about you yet. Oh. We just haven't gotten to you yet.
All right, hold on. I'm sending. I just sent him the link. You got to get Big Tone. By the way, Big Tone is on a losing streak. He lost again last week with his Virginia Tech.
He's 0-2 this year.
So you may want to fade Big Tone.
It's time to fade him. It's time. You know what? We should all fade Tone or ask Jay Figg what she thinks.
Fade Figg. The police let everything go as long as you pay them off, according to Indian Rust. Oh my God.
Or if you hang out in Amsterdam, then they let you. Pay them or get away with anything.
Texas Southern at Rice. Why is there no line on this? There's two FBS teams. That's weird.
We're waiting on the beans. We're waiting to count the beans.
Yeah. Southern is where Michael Strahan went, not an FBS team. Tennessee at Florida. They call this the third Saturday in September, even though now it's the fourth Saturday in September. But 25th, 18th, 11th, 4th. Yep, this is the fourth. They normally play on the third Saturday in September, but this year it's the fourth Saturday in September. Florida, an 18.5-point favorite at home. I can't take Tennessee on the road, and the Gators have owned them. I think they've won like 17 of the last 18 or something like that.
And UF coming off of the biggest win in program history. Give me Tennessee.
I told you all Big Tone was just a ventriloquist. I sent you the link, Tone. I said the link has been sent. Nebraska, Michigan State. Michigan State only a 5-point favorite. I know they beat a ranked Miami team, and that team was much worse than they actually played. But still, it's Nebraska. I'll take Michigan State, lay the 5.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan State is an average team. Nebraska's a bad team. Give me Michigan State.
All right, and with that, let's bring on Big Tone. What's up, Tone?
What's up, man? What's up, guys?
Tone, you got a bet. You got a bet to fulfill. You lost. You lost your bet with SDI. You got to change your name.
Yeah, no, I got to swallow a pill, you know. I swallow my pride a little bit.
All right. Tone, you got to fulfill the bet.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything. Just winning the bet was good enough for me, you know, because now we all know that Tua sucks.
I know, Tone, you want to play the injury card, but you had to have agreed to that beforehand. If somebody gets injured in the first 5 minutes of the game, then the bet gets waived off. But there was no pre-injury clause, so it has to stand.
Plus, he had a better chance when he got hurt.
All right.
All right. I need to make my pick. Can I clear my clear something off my chest a little bit from a couple things, a couple topics. You know,
go for it. That's why.
All right. First of all, yeah. Let me clear something about the Dolphins. I'm going to tell you straight out, and a lot of fans are overreacting and being so drama queen out there. It's ridiculous. First of all, the offensive line is. This is what I agree with somewhat with some of the people out there. Maybe that the Dolphins had a wrong approach drafting offensive line the last 3 years, and it takes time to develop. That I agree.
Last three? They've had a problem drafting offensive line since 1972.
Shut up. Jake Long's, by the way, Jake Long's a Hall of Famer. He got nominated for Hall of Fame.
Hall of Famer, bro.
Okay, Tony, just because he got nominated doesn't mean he's Hall of Famer.
He got nominated. Hey, Wilson Webb got nominated.
It's like the Zach Thomas argument. Oh, Zach Thomas is a Hall of Famer because he's been nominated
Zach
for
Thomas
seven
way
times.
Better than Jake Long. Jake Long was the first three or four years. Was the best
and I'll take that. I'll agree with some people that maybe they took the wrong approach of drafting, making sure they got some veterans with young guys. But I'm very patient with that line and everything else.
Tony, you're the most patient Dolphins fans I know. You still think that Chad Henne's probably going to be good.
I still say we're going to make the playoffs. Yes, I do believe we're still – no matter how bad that loss, I still say we're going to make the playoffs. Yes.
So you think Tua's better than Brissett, right?
Listen, here's the thing about all the talking heads, including YouTube. Everybody say, Colin Power said, Kuhn got an it factor. Yes, he does have an it factor. Oh, what do you mean he don't have the it factor? He does have the it factor.
Okay, let me ask you, Tony, what do you mean that he has the it factor? What does that mean?
Getting ribs broken.
He does have the it factor. He's showing against Alabama. We all forgot that he came in as a backup winning a national title.
Tony,
come on, man! No, that's to it.
Tony, with the best roster,
I do agree that the only problem that I had with Tua is the only thing that I would worry about is his injuries, and that's the only thing I'll worry about. The guy's a very gifted player.
I wasn't trying to get
the guy's a gifted player. Oh, by the way, everybody talk about Justin Herbert. Everybody talk about
that guy sucks too.
Tua got more quality wins than Justin Herbert. And last week, Herbert had a chance to beat the Cowboys at home, and he did it.
Tony, I agree. They both suck. I agree with you. They both suck. But my point was that if you think Tua's better than Brissett, and Tua's probably going to be out for at least 3 to 4 weeks, you still think they're going to make the playoffs?
Tate Martell is better.
That's a great take by Phil. So, Tony, if Tua misses 3 to 4 weeks, you still think the Dolphins make the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm confident. The last 2 years proved that they can finish strong in the season.
All right, Tone.
That last game last year was unbelievably strong.
All right, Tone.
They went 10-4 after they turned 0-2, Paul.
You're right. Yeah, that last
game they went 5-4 after they started 0-7. So yes, I do believe they can finish strong in the season. Yes, I still believe we'll be still in the playoffs.
I think
yes,
Tone looks like
guaranteed.
He's in a dunk tank. I think he looks like he's in a dunk tank at a car.
No, he's outside. He's outside the faux place on right on south where, by Sweet.
All right, Tone. What's your lock?
My lock is Wisconsin getting 3.5 against Notre Dame in Wisconsin.
That's wrong. The Wisconsin's a 6.5-point favorite.
All right, 6.5. 6.5 favorite against Wisconsin. And
all right, so you go.
I think Wisconsin over Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's a little.
I know why you say it's in Wisconsin because they're listed as the bottom team
listed,
but the game is at Soldier Field. It's in the Bears Stadium. It's in Chicago.
I think no day 6.5. I think
Notre Dame's lock. From a home team to a nooch game, and he changes his lock. He's taking the points with Notre Dame.
This is the first one he's going to get right all year. Watch.
Wait a minute. I know what he's doing. He's doing a
Cassandra. Before I got to pass a nominee for Pirates of the Week, Robbie. Right, you will love this. My homeboy. I hope he's watching this. Brandon Tobin. Tobin, I respect you. You made me laugh. You make me funny sometimes. But I agree with Leroy. You probably noticed with Leroy. You're not starting becoming a kiss ass for now, Kyle Lowry now. How many of you remember the segment about Leroy? Performance getting his goosebumps on Kyle Lowry, how he looks. He's got a great shape and all that. And I'm like, oh, look, I remember Terwood is the best Kyle Lowry. Robbie, you know that when you were the producer at the show. And I'm like telling myself, oh, look, now you're kissing ass with this guy. Because now he's with the Heat. Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't be a payaso like that.
I thought you were going to say that Tobin's a payaso for watching Love Island and giving updates on the show on the air about Love Island.
Besides Leroy, Robbie, you know what Leroy said? You want to check how good you're in shape? Nipples to your knees.
Oh, God.
Nipples to your knees.
All right, Tone. All right, Tone. Just let you know, Indian Rasta wants to know: is this your actual Twitter handle? Is this you?
No, it's Boy Talk Antonio.
No. Yes, that's your Twitch handle. Yes,
that's your Twitch handle. Yes. All right, let's give you a chance to promote, you know, your social medias. I don't have any. Yeah, Tobin said he cried last night when he was telling Tony when Tony talks about nipples. Wait, two of us, Tobin. Tobin said he cried last night.
Well, Phil, want to know what? Yeah, yeah. Phil, want to know what? While I talk about nipples to your knees.
All right, Tone. Well, good luck with your switcheroo picking or your changing. Hopefully this gets you off the schneid. Your Costanza approach.
Yeah, I need to get off the schneid already, big time.
All right, Tone. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
Go Raiders.
He's still backstage. Yammer away.
Yeah, he probably heard my Go Raiders, or he's talking.
But all right, it's Tony's nipples touching his knees when he stands straight up.
Tony always brings a fire, though. I like it. He always brings a fire to the program.
Big Tone. Alexa, remind me to bet Wisconsin. Well, his original pick was Wisconsin. Oh, Tony, what do you want? You're still...
Oh, no, I'm just saying, there you go.
you're back. I see you backstage yammering around, so I had to put you back on the screen. I knew you had something to say.
Again, about the, like I said, about the University of Miami.
All right, no, we did that last week, Tony.
It's the same thing.
I want to clear it out, all right?
Yeah, you're right.
They actually pay coaches. We're basically a mid-major right now.
Read that Barry Jackson piece on the BOTs and why they can't afford Crystal Ball. All right, Tone.
That's enough. We got too many games. We got too many games.
All right, we left off in Nebraska, Michigan State. We already picked that. Kansas State at Oklahoma State. Kansas State now a ranked team. But Oak State is a 6-point home favorite. Oklahoma State hasn't been that impressive. They did win on the road at Boise, but they had some close losses to Tulsa. I'll take KSU in the points.
Yeah. No, give me OSU.
Tony, this guy says Tony's the luckiest guy in the area. Tony looks like Big Pun's little brother. Little Pun.
Yeah, see Movie Talk 12. See, I told you that was his handle. Yeah,
that was his Twitch name. All right, Kentucky at South Carolina. Kentucky's a 5-point roadie. I like that term, roadie. I'll take Scar and the 5 points.
No, USC's terrible. Give me Tucky.
Tucky. North Texas at La Tech. La Tech, an 11.5-point favorite. I'll lay it with La Tech.
Yeah, I agree.
Their coach on the hot seat, Seth Luttrell. Navy at Houston. Houston, a 20-point home favorite. I'll take Houston.
That's 21. A lot of points, but yeah, I like Houston here too.
Southern Miss at Alabama. Alabama is a 45-point favorite. Obvious reasons. SDI, you go. I've been going first a lot. You should go first.
Alabama. I think last time they played a cupcake, they didn't cover. Nick Saban was furious. I think they'd come out firing. Give me Alabama.
But that's where I think it happens. They didn't cover against Florida. I don't think they covered against Mercer. They covered against Miami.
That's what I'm talking about. Mercer's the one I'm talking about. That Mercer, they didn't cover against Mercer, and Saban was furious.
I'm going to take Southern Miss. I feel like everyone's automatically going to take Alabama. 45, that's a good number. There's a lot of backdoor act possibilities at 45.
USM is just terrible.
I know Southern Miss is bad, but you're getting 45 points. Alabama, they just had an emotional win at Florida at the Swamp. They might be feeling a little bit relaxed.
I was reliably informed that Florida won. Best game of their program. Okay.
So Alabama coming off a loss? No, that's the case. It's like Alabama. But I'm going to take Southern Miss. I'm going to take Southern Miss in the four. I like Southern Miss a lot. I would put it in a Mag 7. I like Southern Miss getting the cheese, getting the points. All right, this is not the game day game, but this is the ABC primetime game where Fowler and Herbstreit will be calling the game. West Virginia at Oklahoma. Oklahoma, a 17-point favorite. West Virginia had a nice win last week, busting Tone's lock. And I can't trust Oklahoma. They barely got by Nebraska. They barely got by Tulane at home. I got to take WVU in the 17.
Yeah, Oklahoma's offense doesn't look that good. I think Lincoln Riley's looking at Mike McCarthy and thinking that Cowboy job will be open next year. I like West Virginia.
Akron at all. He would come back is because he misses Banco Lechon.
It's not a pay cut.
It's not a pay cut for Chris Hall?
No, because even if he makes a little bit less money, he's making more because there's no state income tax.
Well, yeah, it's gotta be, but Oregon could pony up the cheese to get him.
If they pay Cristobal what Oregon's pay, they're paying Manny Diaz, it's not a pay cut.
Let me see if I can put it on the screen. Let's see, I gotta be careful. There it is. There's the short list.
Cristobal, Ed Reed, Dorsey, Shiano, and Butch.
But I may have to make some edits. I may have to take Cristobal out, put in more realistic guys like Hugh Freeze. Maybe the SEC doesn't want Hugh Freeze back with all the scandal that he put them through with Ole Miss. So maybe Hugh Freeze, he went 10-1 with Liberty last year. His quarterback, Malik Willis, might be going the first round. Hugh Freeze, offensive guy, that might be the guy that, you know.
And Miami's always good when they have coaches that are willing to, you know, bend the rules a little bit.
And you know, he might just be affordable. He might be within the Hurricanes' budget to do it. Because, I mean, obviously we want Cristobal. But then, you know, and Ken Dorsey, he's done a good job. He's a good coach, aside from his, you know, prominence down here as a great Miami Hurricanes quarterback. He's a good coach with the quarterback coach of the Bills, with what he's doing with Josh Allen.
Yeah, but let's have him call plays before we hire him as head coach.
Yeah, bring him in as the Dolphins were supposed to bring him in as offensive coordinator, and then that fell through.
Remember, he was at the Blue Martini.
He texted me that, and I believed it. And I said it to him. I was like, "Oh, I heard from a source that the Ken Dorsey is at the Blue Martini," and that's when he was. There were rumors about, Rod Carey, Kurt Temple, head coach. Oh my God! I think maybe they can bring
Randy Edsall out of retirement.
Oh my God! Well, I'll jump into the. We'll jump off a bridge if they hire those guys.
Jump off of Manny's boat.
Yeah. into the river by the wharf.
You're right.
Get Dion.
You're king up on the way.
you're right, LSU Phil. It's more likely going to be Rod Carey than it's going to be somebody affordable or Mark D'Onofrio. Oh, God. I also heard in Barry Jackson's piece, Billy Napier from Louisiana. I heard him there. That's
the Cincinnati guy.
Luke Fickell. Yeah. Luke Fickell, but he could do, honestly, Luke Fickell could do better than Miami.
I think so.
I would not take, you could make the case that the Cincinnati job is a better job.
I was going to say, he already has a better job, yeah.
Yeah, and so, because you go to Miami, you're just going to get fired in 4 years, and he could get a Big Ten job, he could get Ohio State, if Notre Dame, you know, ever fires Brian Kelly, Luke Fickell could be in line for that. If the Dolphins fire the coach, Brian Flores, they should go after him.
It's not the go.
Chris Beard for AD. Oh my God!
It's Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah, Hall of Fame coach Flores. Brian Flores coaching the Canes.
Can you imagine that? That'd be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. I mean, you wouldn't have to make personnel decisions. He'd have to go recruit, but that's another thing.
I mean,
anyways, we got so many games to pick. We're trying to get this one under 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
We were on Indiana at Western Kentucky. Interesting road trip for Indiana. Indiana, a 9-point favorite. They got two L's already, but to good teams, to Cincinnati and to Iowa.
Yeah.
I'll lay the 9 with Indiana.
Yeah, I like Indiana.
My everyone's forgotten about Michael Penix, the lefty.
He's been terrible.
Yeah.
I had money on Cincinnati last week, so I watched a significant portion of that game. This Penix guy is terrible.
He made that one diving play last year against Penn State, which you could make the argument he didn't get in on that 2-point conversion.
He did not. but that was he's not good. He's not good.
Troy at UL Monroe, Troy laying 24 on the road. Just so you know, for context, UL Monroe just played Jackson State and FCS. Dion, primetime school. Dion school. And I think UL Monroe won 12-7. So that's why the line is what it is. I'll take Troy, lay the 20.
Yeah, I like Troy here. Give me the Marcus Ware all day.
Hawaii at New Mexico State. Oh, my God. This game's a stinker. Hawaii is a 17-point road favorite.
And yet, it's a stinker, and yet we're picking it.
Hawaii is an interesting line, though. Hawaii is a 17-point road favorite on the mainland. Well, I guess all the road games would be on the mainland. There's no Hawaii State or Hawaii Tech they could play, or they, unless they go to the Maui Invitational for hoops.
Or if they, what if they play in Alaska?
It's a long trip. It's
University of Anchorage.
But yeah, Hawaii shouldn't be laying 17 in the mainland United States. I'll take New Mexico State, even though both teams are 1-3.
Yeah, cool. Whatever. New Mexico
State. There's regular New Mexico. They're at UTEP. UTEP, a 1.5-point favorite. Oh God. I'll take UTEP.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. I'll see you guys next week. Everybody's leaving when we're picking UTEP against whatever.
We're almost done. We're at the 10 o'clock games already.
10 p.m. already.
Yeah, well, this game's at 9 p.m.
There are a lot of buys. Are there a lot of buys? I feel like we missed some teams.
Well, there's a lot less FCS games.
Oh, good.
So that shrinks the number of games down. And I'm sure the buys will start to trickle in, too. I'm sure some teams have awesome buys. I hear El Paso's wonderful this time of year.
El Paso, actually, I've never been to El Paso.
The closest I've been to the border was Brownsville, Texas, last month.
And, yeah.
But it's on the complete other side of El Paso. By the way, for Trump didn't need to build a wall. He could have just called Panay Sewell, and Panay Sewell would have been on the border protected the border. No, nobody would have gotten through.
Yeah, instead of Joe Biden called Austin Jackson.
That's fine. I would give you a point if we had a scoreboard. I'd give you a point.
But hey, at least he's got Waddle running around.
That's how we get back to the games. The funny outweighed the controversy. That's where California, Washington. Washington's a 7.5-point favorite at home. I'll take Cal. Washington lost to Montana.
Yeah, Washington's terrible. Give me the Bears.
I need to hear all the picks. I dropped 1,500 last week at the Hard Rock. Don't worry. The Twitch will save immediately upon completion.
And you can also hear it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those tomorrow.
Some Canes online players riding horses, too. Okay, South Florida going all the way to BYU. It sucks if you're Danny Rabinowitz or a hardcore USF alum, and your team has to play a 10-15 game. Out in BYU. BYU's a 23-point favorite.
I think Danny Rabinowitz is going to be too sad after watching Miami lose to watch USF lose.
Well, his post game will be. Oh, yeah, you know what? After doing the post game for a loss against Central Connecticut, he still has like 6 hours to kill before his USF team takes the field.
Yeah, that's true. But BYU's good. I like BYU. BYU's awesome.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I had a friend of mine goes ASU, and I was with him on Saturday, and he goes, "What's the line?" I told him the line, and ASU was favored. And he goes, "Dude, take BYU money line." ASU always loses these kinds of games, so I took BYU money line, and it worked.
Yeah, BYU is 3-0 in the Pac-12 this year. They won the Holy War, which they hadn't won since 2009, beating Utah. Miami FSU is going to be the most pathetic rivalry game. Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Actually, I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a very good hot-fought 0-0 tie.
No, I am not rooting for Central Connecticut. As much as that would make Manny Diaz's firing instantaneous. The Board of Trustees can't even debate anymore.
I'm rooting for Central Connecticut because I actually care about the University of Miami.
Not gonna be, and then luckily I don't work in that building anymore to hear Kenny Walker swaggering around talking about a Central Connecticut upsetting Miami.
Why is he from Central Connecticut?
That's his alma mater, Central Connecticut.
I can't believe you know this. How do you know this?
Because he was next door to us. Every time I'd see him, he'd always try to get me with a mascot. And his mascot of choice is always Central Connecticut State. And I'm like, Buddha. And that's because he went there. That's why he always goes. He always goes to that one.
Okay. I thought you said with his mask on, but he said mascot.
Oh, mascot. Okay. Yeah. Arizona at Oregon. That's a great line. Oregon, a 28.5-point favorite over Arizona. Arizona's 0-3, and I believe they just lost to Northern Arizona. But that half point bothers me because 28.5. There's a big difference between 28 and 28.5. That half point is basically another touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I could see some backdoor, but Arizona's all sorts of bad. Yeah, they lost at home to Northern Arizona, 21-19.
Arizona State crushed them, too.
Yeah, they cost them 38-14 at Arizona. And then BYU beat Arizona in Vegas at a Nuge game. Jed Fish is their coach, former Miami Hurricane offensive coordinator. I'll take. I mean, it feels too easy to take Oregon, but I'm going to take Oregon.
Yeah, no, 100%. Arizona's terrible. It's terrible. And Oregon's good. Oregon beat Ohio State.
your town is what happens at. Well, I'm not ready for Central Connecticut. Is your town named after what happens when LeBron James shoots a free throw? Brick. That's a joke. That's an inside joke between you guys. I probably shouldn't have, you know, read that. Oregon State at USC. USC is a 10.5-point favorite at home. I know they had a nice bounce back with a new coach smell.
Yeah, anything's better than Clay Helton. Give me USC.
I'll take SC.
I like Southern Cal.
Finally, the last college game, SDI. We're gonna get this in under 2 hours. Colorado.
We haven't gotten to the NFL yet.
Yeah, I know, but the NFL is only like 16 games. That'll go by 2 seconds. Colorado at ASU, Arizona State. Arizona State laying 14.5 at home. Colorado just got shut out by the Gophers, 30-0. Their offense is terrible. Even though they only put up 7 against A&M, also they almost won that game. Mm-hmm. I'll take ASU. Although they're upset after a loss, they had a lot of penalties.
I like Arizona to bounce back here.
Herm Edwards responds. All right, we got through the college games. And now
is this as good as the Herm versus Herb Bowl? Remember that, Robbie?
I do remember that. Who was the Herb again?
It was Herm Edwards against Justin Herbert.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, when they played Oregon, and Herm won that. I remember that. Mm-hmm. That led to a vicious, scathing column from Armando Salguero about how Justin Herbert is just another Ryan Tannehill. That's a and you know and then
yeah he was so right. That's why he got a job at Outkick.
The Panthers and Texans. Herm beat Herb. Yeah, there it is.
Well done. Well done.
Oh, Indian Rostad. All right, Thursday night game, a doozy. Panthers at the Texans. Carolina's an 8-point roadie, but the Texans are starting Davis Mills at quarterback. Tyrod Taylor's out, and Deshaun Watson obviously not active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Carolina here. Carolina's look good, and Davis Mills never played. He wasn't good at Stanford.
Yeah, it feels too easy. It feels too easy to take Carolina, but look up the mileage right
now. It's more than 500 miles, I would guess.
But I got how much more than five for how much more than 500 miles? So from Charlotte, Houston. Let's see how long it is. Maps. I should share the screen. I'm gonna do that. Let me close the other tabs. I don't need any more. And then I could share this. Let's see if I could get this maps on the screen. It's 1,038 miles here. I'm gonna try something. I'm gonna take myself off for a second.
Vinny V. No, I don't think he's gonna be the MVP. I mean, he's fine though. I mean, he's not. He hasn't been terrible. But I don't think Sam Darnold would be the MVP. I mean, you'll see it. You'll see it twice, Vinny V. You'll see him go against the Bucks twice. I think he'll win one of those. But we'll see. Oh, Robbie left me alone again. I love when he does that. Oh, look at that. It worked. Yeah.
Put myself back on. It's like the screen is its own person. There it is. Let's see if I can zoom in more.
Yeah, but you gotta do it differently, Robbie.
I gotta do it differently.
You gotta do it from the Bank of America Stadium.
All right. I think you could see me typing. All right. Bank of America Stadium. I love that we could do this. It's a great way to visualize the 500-mile rule. Is it Bank of America?
No. You got to do – all right, go to South of Mint Street, Charlotte.
South Mint Street?
Yeah, Mint. M-I-N-T. Yeah. There you go, the first one. The second one.
South Mint Street, and then where – and then the – what's the
– just, you could probably just put NRG Stadium.
NRG Stadium. So we're going to get the exact mileage. NRG Stadium. No, oh, there you go. NRG Parkway, Houston, Texas. There we go. And you're seeing this live on my screen. Yep, so 1,043 miles. It gave an extra 5 miles. So you want to take a longer route.
That's it. Now Carolina for sure wins.
It's a two-hour – it even gives you the flight time, too, 2 hours and 35 minutes.
What I'm a little disappointed. Why isn't it giving us the Mayor P. Choo Choo train time?
All right, I'll take this guy off the screen. But there it is. Robbie was smart and closed all of his tabs. Yeah, I had to close out all my game. Watch out for your search history popping up. Yeah, Charlotte to Houston is too generic. I can see my house from here. Thanks to the visual.
I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Yeah, every Thursday night game. Every Thursday night game. We gotta do it.
I like it.
All right, so for that being said, I'm gonna take the Texans. I'm home, getting 8 points. It's you know, 1,000 miles for the Panthers. Panthers are riding hot. They're feeling good about themselves. Maybe they start feeling themselves. Drink a little rat poison. I'm gonna take the Panthers. I'm gonna take the Texans.
Carolina is my lock of the week.
Your lock of the week.
Lock of the week. I can't believe you're betting. I can't believe you're taking Davis Mills.
Nobody's taking Davis Mills. That's the time to take Davis Mills.
No. I'll take Davis Mills when I need to buy insurance in 2 years.
It just seems so easy. But I'd probably wait till kickoff to bet the game because I'm sure it'll jump to 9.5. I'm sure everybody's.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take it tonight because I agree with you. I think money will start pouring in on Carolina.
Yeah, so get it. If you like Carolina, bet it now. If you like the Houston like me, wait till Thursday to bet the Texans money line. All right.
Right.
Washington football team at the Buffalo Bills. Bills are 7.5-point favorites. I don't think the Bills are that good. The Dolphins just really, really sucked. The Bills didn't even play well. I'll take WFT in the 7.5.
So, I mean, with that, so I would have normally said that's a lot of points with Washington's defense, but their defense doesn't look that good. Give me Buffalo here.
Yeah, but they got two greats on the defense. They got Sweat and Chase Young on the defense.
No, remember my analysis on Chase Young?
Yeah. Biggest bust ever. I remember that.
The only true thing about Chase Young is that he'll be a bust. Something like that.
Six rookies starting this week. So Antonio Brown got the COVID. And Dion Ross. So we'll get to that game.
Good time to get Mike Evans, huh?
The Chicago Bears at Cleveland Browns. The Browns are 7-point favorites at home. Bears are starting Justin Fields. That seems like a lot for a rookie quarterback on the road. I'll take the Browns, lay the 7.
Yeah, it does. And I every ounce of me says that I should take Cleveland here. But I think I'm going to take Chicago money line.
Ooh, Fields. Do you believe in the Fields hype?
Yeah. I don't know if I believe in Fields. I just think it's his first game. He's going to be all hyped up, ready to go. Matt Nagy might actually run a legitimate offense for the first time in his head coaching career. And I think this is the exact game that Cleveland likes to lose. Type of game that Cleveland likes to lose.
There you go. There you go. Ravens at Lions. The Ravens are 8-point favorites on the road. I feel like the Ravens had two emotional games against good teams, against the Raiders, against the Chiefs, an overtime game, and then a 1-point win against the Chiefs. I think it's going to be a letdown hangover in Detroit. I'm going to take the Lions plus the 8. And my guy Sewell going to protect.
No, I like Baltimore here. And did you know that I didn't know Baltimore beat Kansas City until this morning? When I fell asleep, Kansas City was up, and I just, all right, cool. There's no way Lamar Jackson's going to come back, not against that team.
Whoops. Yeah, well, Clyde Edwards-Helaire with a key fumble. They were in field goal.
Yeah, I didn't even know he fumbled.
Yeah, they were about to run out the clock and kick a field goal, and Helaire fumbled. You just found out Kansas City lost. Yeah,
Rasta. This morning. I found out this morning.
more Baltimore for the Rasta. Oh, my God. I just got Biasso. I got an alert from MLB that apparently at the Marlins game, Josh Rogers, not Trevor Rogers, because they both pitched against each other. It was Rogers against Rogers. Josh Rogers, the Nationals pitcher, and Jazz Chisholm are having themselves a full Euro step battle.
Oh that's cool.
I got a notification for that.
Well, yeah, but you told me to make fun of you before that you have notifications for not.
I know, but that's a stupid notification. It's like a JJ Watt, but you know the notification.
They're all stupid notifications. They haven't sent out a legitimate notification since 1924.
No, but I get my gambling notifications. I get breaking news. I don't have Twitter, so that's how I find out breaking news, when my notifications.
Okay, all right, it's fine.
Hey, what's up, Trevor? We haven't seen you all
pod. Yeah, we probably got all our stats wrong because Statboy wasn't here.
Ruined my 5-team parlay. They only lost $20. What's the deal with TJ Watt? I know he's hurt, but he's the better Watt now. Because somebody texted me, hey, the other Watt got hurt. I'm like, you need to clarify. The other Watt is JJ Watt, which wouldn't be a surprise.
Well, that would make sense. That's what I would be like, oh, cool, JJ's hurt again.
All right, Colts at the Titans. Tennessee is a 5-point favorite at home. I think the Colts, I don't know if Wentz is going to play. He has sprained both his ankles.
Sprained both ankles on one play.
Yeah. I'll take Tennessee. I'll lay the 5. Colts are bad.
Yeah, the Colts are terrible. Yeah, I like the Titans here. Tighten up.
All right, this line is a sticky line. This is super. This is all sorts of fishy. 10 hogfish, if you will. Your team, your former team, the LA Chargers, on the road in Kansas City. And Kansas City is giving a shade under a touchdown. Only 6.5 for the Chiefs are favored.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. That line,
I think it's a lot of Herbert hype. I mean, the Chiefs.
I agree. I was going to say, I think that line makes sense to me because I think people are buying into this Herbert thing. Like, I was watching the game on Sunday, and he made a terrible throw to Keenan Allen. And, oh, what a throw by Justin Herbert. Like, no, dude. Like, Keenan Allen had – there was nobody around Keenan Allen, and he threw it, like, right at the sidelines where Keenan Allen had to make a crazy catch when he hit the whole field. So I think it is that. Kansas City coming off a tough loss might have changed the line a little bit. Kansas City wins on Monday, then it might be different. I mean, I obviously like Kansas City here, easy.
Yeah, I mean, especially it's a shade under 7. Like, you know, you win by 7, you're good. You win by, so that's a key number. And then you've Kansas City's up by 14. The charge, Herbert can't backdoor you unless they do that stupid thing where you go for 2, down 8. Like, that's a stupid thing they do when they're down 14.
It's
you score
the smartest thing to do, but yeah.
It is a stupid thing. You know, you're trying to get. I mean, if you want to win, you could go for 2 at the end.
Not about that. It's about giving yourself 2 chances.
But this is what I try to tell people all the time. Just because you miss on the first 2-point conversion, that doesn't mean it's still your chances of converting the 2-point conversion the second time are still the same as before.
I agree, but the numbers don't agree with you. Logically, you make sense, but it doesn't make sense because because the way you have to look at it is.
You just hit kickers. That's why you like that number.
No, but the way you have to look at it is what are the odds of you scoring from the 2-yard line? And
they're not good. I just watched Brian Flores go 0-for-3 on 4th-and-2s.
Well, we're talking about Hall of Fame coach Brian Flores here. Like,
They're 50% at best. It's like a coin flip.
And an extra point is probably the same nowadays.
No, the extra point is still way higher percentage than the 2-point conversion. And for one extra point, it's not worth it.
I hate kickers. I go for 2.
You want to go for 2 every time, but this is the stupid thing that
the analytics, back it up though. And I'm not an analytic guy per se, but the analytics back it up.
Wrong. It's based on the coin flip fallacy where if you flip a coin and it lands heads, that means the next time you flip a coin, it's automatically going to be tails.
No. This is different because this is something that you can control. Like your team can control it. It's not flipping a coin.
Yes, but the odds are still the same. You miss the first 2-point conversion, your odds are still 50% at best to get the second one. They're not 100% because
I agree with you, but I don't think it's 50% either at the time. I think from the 2-yard line, you have a higher than 50% chance of scoring.
No, it's not. It depends on the team, but I would say 48-49% on average. It's one play. It's not a drive from the 2-yard line.
I understand. Fourth and goal from the 2. I think you have a higher 50% chance of scoring.
It's not worth it. And if you miss the first time, you end up you have to go for 2 again just to tie.
Yeah, but the odds are you're going to miss one of the extra points anyway. It's the same thing.
The extra points, the odds are not in your favor missing one of the extra points. The extra points are not 50-50, even with the extra
you're
points.
You're doing a Dolphin bias here because they can't get a 4th-and-2, and Jason Sanders is a good kicker.
I would do that with any team. I would if you're down 14, you score a touchdown, kick the extra point to go down 7, and then if you want to score another touchdown again, if you want to go for 2 to win the game, you could do it right there. The odds of converting the 2-point conversion are still the same. You only have to convert 1 and not 2.
Well, I like to have a lot of lines out. I like to have more chances. At women, so I would do the same thing with one.
You're not more chances if you miss.
Yeah, because I'm getting 2 chances to score 2 points.
But if you miss the first one, your second chance.
No.
You're not getting a chance.
I'm not saying that I have a better chance on the other girl than I do on the first girl. What I'm saying is that if I hit on 2 girls, I have a better chance to get 1 than I do if I just hit on 1.
Yeah, but if it depends on which one you get. If you get the second one, you're still tied. You're not winning.
That's fine. I'm good with that. I'm good with taking home the 4 instead of the 7. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but you could take home a 4.
And if all goes well, if all goes well, I get the 7 and the 4, and then I get an 11.
But you wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't. If in this scenario, you wouldn't go for the 2 the second time.
No, I would.
You would even a
tie. Yeah, I don't trust my kicker.
But you could take home the 4 by kicking 2 extra points. That's the same thing. You're back. You're taking home the same 4.
No, but no. I mean, that's why. Right. I can.
Maybe Ross says if you get an 11, then double down. Well, that's obvious.
No, not necessarily. I wouldn't do it against a 2 either.
Against a 2? Yeah, you wouldn't do it against a 2.
I'm serious. 2s are the most dangerous hand in blackjack. When a dealer shows a 2, you always lose. Now you're going to start realizing now that it's going to happen.
All right. We got to get back to – we got a little sidetracked heated debate there.
Wait, hold on. Trevor from the 203 had to take the dog out and met an NLW on your dog walk?
Oh, what's up? And the NLW had to light the dog.
Indiana Ross is asking if I remember Keenan or Cardell. I sure do.
I remember watching King of Queens. I remember, you know, there was a dog, an actual person who was a dog walker, you know, but she ended up walking Ben Stiller's dad. It's, you know, that was a thing back then. But Saints at Patriots. Patriots are 3-point favorites at home. Winston looked bad on the road. I'll take New England.
Yeah, but they didn't have any coaches.
They didn't have any coaches.
I don't know. I think we're doing. I mean, I like Mac Jones, but give me New Orleans. Yeah, give me New Orleans.
Oh, I've been saying, look at this. I've been hate those twos.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Robbie. Next time you play blackjack, you're gonna notice every time the dealer shows a two, he makes a hand. You might win, but he's never gonna bust.
Yeah, he'll pull out a miracle 19.
Like you'll have an 18, and he shows a two. You're like, all right, and he pulls a 19 out of his rear end.
Yeah, it goes 2-7 and then 10. Bam.
Right. You have a 20. He'll show a 12, and he'll hit a 9.
Or he'll go even worse. He'll go 4 and then 5. Like, mm-hmm. If you're like, oh, 4, oh, you're feeling good. And then, boom, he drops another
right.
5.
Exactly.
All right. Falcons at Giants, a yuck bowl. Giants are 3-point favorites at home. I don't care how bad the Giants are. I think they're still a lot better. You know what? I actually had Matt Ryan in our fantasy league.
Yeah.
And I picked up Daniel Jones, and I'm benching Matt Ryan. I'm starting Daniel Jones because he's playing the Falcons. I'll take the Giants.
Also, I mean, I know they lost to the football team, but Daniel Jones looked good. I thought that was his best pro game, even though they lost, you know, against that defense and stuff. No, Vinny V, we both like the New York Giants here.
Is the Emmys this weekend? I may have to look at those bets.
No, the Emmys were last weekend.
Who won? Did Ted Lasso sweep all the awards?
Ted Lasso won a lot. The Morning Show won a lot.
Wow, all the Apple shows.
All I know is that The Handmaid's Tale went 0 for 47, which I thought was hilarious.
That's always the favorite to win every
and
year.
They went 0 for 47.
Wow.
Like, I thought they were going to make an award for them, just to give them one, like, yeah, woke show of the year or something. They're going to win one.
But I watched that first episode of the season 2 of The Morning Show. I watched that. Yeah. I'm caught up with Ted Lasso. There's one episode left of Ted Lasso that's coming this Friday. I won't say
it. I'm going out of town next week, so I'm saving it for the plane.
Did you finish Kim? I've always been meaning. Did you Kim finish Kim? You still haven't finished Kim's
Convenience? I got 3 episodes left.
Like, you've been sitting on 3 episodes
left. This is
what I do.
When a show I really like and I know there's no more, I wait because maybe I want to watch it tonight. If I already finished it, I don't have that option.
Yeah, but then you run the risk of being exposed. Like, luckily, Kim's Convenience.
That type of show, I'm not really worried about being exposed. It's not like
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's not like Game of Thrones. Like, it's a comedy. It's not like really one thing doesn't really have to do with another. And it wasn't like an actual series finale. So it's not like anything. I'm assuming nothing crazy happened.
I'm not gonna say anything, but you know, one day you're hanging around me, and I'm a little on the sauce.
Yeah, if you make a joke from I already forgot his name. From what's his name?
Mr. Kim.
Mr. Kim, but what do they call him? Appa. From Appa.
Appa, yeah.
Whatever. It's funny. Indiana Rasta. It's a show. It's a show on Apple TV about a football coach who moves to England and becomes a soccer coach. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and he coaches in the Premier League or the Premier League.
Yeah,
and yeah,
season 2's been okay. Season 1 was amazing.
Season 1 was amazing.
Season 2's a little like I watched the first 3 and I'm not like binging. I'm not really into it.
It's a little whack. Season 2's a little whack.
And the episodes are longer, and I don't think they need to be longer.
Yeah, it's you got NLW team owner. You got an NLW team owner, it's a lot of blokes. All right, where were we? We're getting distracted again.
The last game we did was the Giants.
Yeah. Bengals at Steelers. Steelers only a 3-point favorite. I think like they own the Bengals all the time. Pittsburgh coming off a loss. I'll take the Steelers.
I like Cincinnati here. I like Cincinnati money line. Pittsburgh's wow. done. Ben's done. It's only 3 points. It's not that crazy.
Cardinals at Jaguars. Cardinals 7.5-point roadies on the East Coast. I think that mystery has been debunked. I don't like laying 7.5, but Jacksonville's all sorts of bad, and the Cardinals are hot, hot, hot. I might buy the 0.5, get it down to 7, but I'll still take the Cardinals.
Yeah, easy, easy. I mean, until Urban Meyer realizes that his best player is a running back, then I'm going to keep taking whoever they're playing.
Jets at Broncos. The Broncos are 10-point favorites at home. I know they're 2-0, and Zach Wilson threw 4 interceptions, but Zach Wilson can handle the altitude. He's a BYU kid.
What's the line? How many points?
10.
A lot of points, but
I mean, they just hang around.
They looked terrible last week. That's why you're thinking against. That's why I think against such a big line. But yeah, you rookie quarterback against Bill Belichick. That happens all the time. I agree with you.
That's right. Yeah, last
week. I agree with you. What?
Yeah, I was like, Bill Belichick, he's on the Broncos. I'm like, oh, you're referring to last
week. Last week. Yeah, I like the Jets here. I like the Jets here to cover.
All right, on the other 405 game, the Miami Dolphins at the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm going to get a more accurate line because it still says Raiders minus four.
So I checked on our friend on the site that I use, and it's not on the board.
But it should be. Everything's known information now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're. I don't know if they're waiting for the official report on Derek Carr.
They want the official doctor report from Dr. Chow to say, "Oh, Tua's not playing and he's not going to."
Yeah, I don't know. No. I think it has more to do with no, because he's already been ruled out. I think it has more to do with Derek Carr.
The loose line here on the ESPN app is Vegas minus four. I guess it is a line. We have to go by it.
It's a 4 o'clock game.
4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not. It's not on here. There's four 4 o'clock games.
There are four.
I only see three. Games. I only see 3 4 o'clock games on this website.
I had the Raiders as a loss with Tua, and that's a win. That's a loss. So I'll stick by it, even though I feel like this will be the good chance for the Dolphins to come back. Everyone's so down on them, and everyone's riding high on the Raiders.
At four, I like Oakland or Las Vegas. If it goes higher, I think I might go Miami.
Yeah, for now, I'll take the Raiders minus four. They got to get revenge for last year.
Indian, thanks for staying around. I mean, you can leave. We're almost done. We like talking to ourselves. That's what we do. We used to do that all the time when we didn't have Twitch.
Yeah. All right, a big game on Fox. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the LA Rams. Tampa Bay, a 1.5 point road favorite at SoFi.
This is by far the best game of the week. It's not even close.
Yeah.
This should be the Sunday night game or the Monday night game. They should have flexed it. I like the Los Angeles Rams.
I like the Bucs big. Brady shows Matthew Stafford what it's like. Oh, you're up 2-0. You're feeling good about yourself. Well, guess what? This is what it's going to be like when you come into the playoffs, which, by the way, you barely make it to. You got by against a bad Colts team. The Colts got – with Wentz getting injured at the end of the game. Give me the Bucs big.
Yeah. Okay. You just hate Matthew Stafford because you wish you had a quarterback like him for once in your life.
No, I don't wish I had a quarterback. He's a loser. He's a perennial loser. He still is. He started off
2-0. No. That franchise
is perennial. He's played Chicago and the Colts. Bad teams. Andy Dalton.
Is perennial losers. Is Barry Sanders a perennial loser?
He's a running back.
So?
Barry Sanders actually was on the Detroit team when they won the last time they won a playoff game.
Yeah, he won one playoff game. So
that's why he retired.
I agree with you. It's the franchise. It's the same thing with the Chargers. Like, is Philip Rivers a perennial loser because he couldn't win much?
This isn't the same debate. Philip Rivers didn't win the Super Bowl. That's fine, but Philip Rivers was in the playoffs semi regularly.
Yeah,
and he did not that long ago. Had a 12-4 season. At 37 years old.
Right.
Stafford can't sniff 12-4.
Well, he's gonna be 12-5 this year and make the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You believe all the hype. I mean, when push comes to shove, the real Matthew Stafford will show up. The fraud.
But how do you know what the real Matthew Stafford is if he's never made the playoffs?
He's made it three times in a 16-year career.
With terrible
and he hasn't
teams.
Been close in like
terrible teams.
But he had the great. That's not true because he had a guy who's inducted in Canton. He had a guy, Johnson.
One guy,
Calvin Johnson, Kenny Galladay.
Mm-hmm. Kenny Galladay can't stay healthy.
They had a great defense with Ndamukong Suh, and he still failed.
Yeah, you've named four players.
Dre Bly.
Come on,
I could keep going.
Indiana roster. Maybe they should get real STI to cover Marcos because he's on vacation this week. I don't know how to produce, man. I just know how to talk.
Oh wait, Marcos is out this week.
I think so. I think I heard something about he's going on vacation.
Oh. Oh, so they'll probably get Stunt and Steve, and then have Jimmy fill in for the Hawkman and Crowder show.
I think that might be true because I think I heard Jimmy was on Hawk and Crowder today.
I love when Jimmy makes an appearance on that show. I've been listening to that show a lot more often now.
What about Tree?
Tree's the engineer.
Oh, okay.
But I guess they're so thin that they may have to have Tree do some producing.
Yeah, or they can have Jay Figg do the doubleheader like you did that one time.
Oh yeah, I've done the doubleheaders with the Zazzlo and Amber show back.
No, I meant I meant the Twitch and the radio production.
Oh god, oh yeah, just nonstop. Yeah, and then just have Jay Figg do Q&As at every break. Yeah, I can see that.
Indian Rasta, I disagree with you. I think Marcos is a good producer. He just doesn't talk like Robbie does, but his production, no offense, Robbie, is probably better than Robbie's.
It's not probably. It is.
He actually does production work. Robbie was just great at talking, but Marcos actually does like
he had a great montage to open.
He does montages. Like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Again, that's I agree with Indian Ross and no Q&A for Margos. He just doesn't talk like Robbie.
Well, I'm sure that now that I'm not there, Jay Fink is a tight stranglehold on the Q&As. Nobody's allowed to do Q&As anymore.
On the actual production side, Margos is good.
I had to fight to get those Q&As. It was work.
I know. I tried to give you one earlier, and you got upset.
Seahawks at we can still get this in under 2 hours. That's what she said. Seahawks at Vikings. Seahawks are 1.5-point roadies out in the dome in Minnesota. Tyler Lockett's been big for the Seahawks this year. But you know what? Vikings 0-2 at home dog 3 points or less. I'm gonna go Vikings.
No. I mean, I know the Vikings should have won last week, but Seattle's been hot. This whole East Coast, West Coast thing. West Coast traveling to East Coast thing clearly isn't a problem anymore.
Well, it's a 4:25 game, and it's in the central time zone. It's not that big a deal.
I mean, they fly private jets. They stay in
nice hotels.
You know, first class hotels. The flying thing doesn't matter anymore. Give me Seattle.
She never said that to you, Robbie. Two minutes maybe.
Also, right? I was going to say something about that. 2 hours is an hour and a half way too long. Women don't like it that long. Trust me.
Sunday Night Football, Green Bay Packers at the San Francisco Giants. The San Francisco 49ers. I'm so sorry, SD. I know the Giants beat your Padres yesterday.
They did? I have no idea what's going on.
the 49ers are 3.5-point favorites at home. Rodgers was bad on the road week one. He had a nice bounce back in the second half of week two. I'm surprised that the Packers covered. I fell asleep at halftime. I'm like, wow, the Lions are winning. And then the Packers end up steamrolling and Aaron Jones at four touchdowns. I think because the Dolphins have the 49ers pick, 49ers are going to win big, and they're going to be a monster team this year. The Dolphins are going to be picking 26th. I'll take San Francisco, lay the 3.5.
Aaron Rodgers going home. Give me your last game as a Packer in San Francisco. Give me the Packers.
By the way, Vinny V, that's not true. I think they're like 5 games back now, if you want to get technical. The Padres are of the wild
card. Are they? Last I checked, they were like a game and a half out.
No, they're the wild card, they're 5 back.
Amazing.
They've been pettying. They've been doing the Tom Petty. They're free falling.
Well, I know they got swept by. I heard they got swept by St. Louis. That's what word on the street was.
And they lost to the Giants yesterday. Awesome. Yeah, they have an L4 next to them in the standings.
Yeah, they're 5 games out of the wild card.
At least they're fighting in the dugout.
No, what you know what? That's the first time all season they showed some heart.
And finally, Monday Night Football to get this in under 2 hours.
Oh, Eagles, by the way, sorry to interrupt. There's been now you're starting to hear the rumblings about Tingler being gone after the end of the year.
Oh yeah, because they might not even finish 500. They might.
I hope they don't. I hope they lose every game from now on.
That would for sure get Tingler fired.
No, it sounds like he's gone. Unless they miraculously make the playoffs, it sounds like he's gone.
Maybe they can hire Manny Diaz.
No, I think they should hire Bruce Bochy.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Doesn't he still make appearances on San Diego radio?
He used to when he was managing the Giants, but I've heard, according to Kevin Acey from the San Diego Union Tribune, that Bochy is open to managing again. And managing where he lives and where his hometown, I think, would make sense.
And maybe he's had a bad round of golf. He's like, I can't do this. I got to get back to the playing baseball.
Yeah, no, apparently, he's open to managing again. And I think that's what the Padres need, a veteran manager who knows what he's doing, not some young whippersnapper analytics dude whose own team wouldn't even hire him.
Yeah, you
just only you'll hire him because he's friends with the GM and he speaks Spanish.
Eagles
when they asked AJ Preller, like, why did you hire this guy? Well, we like his analytics and we think he can connect with the Latinos because he speaks Spanish. Like, what? That's why you hired him? Like, hire me, dude. I speak Spanish too, and I can read an analytics report. I'll take the job.
Eagles at Cowboys, Monday Night Football. Cowboys are 4-point favorites. At home, I feel like it's easy to take the Cowboys. I mean,
what's the line?
4. Cowboys -4.
Ooh. I you know what? I like the Eagles here.
Look, Indian Rasta. He's been waiting for this moment. He's been sticking around for all hours. That's the only
thing. He was lying earlier, saying that he was sticking around because he didn't want to leave us alone. He wanted to get this game in.
Yeah, he was waiting for the Cowboys and Eagles Monday night pick. And I got to go with the Cowboys. I still don't trust Jalen Hurts that much. The first game was against Atlanta, and then last week, rough go at home against San Francisco. I'll take Dallas. I'll lay the 4. It seems like the favorites, you know. The favorites have been winning at home. Every team has won at home on Monday night. And so
yeah, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. It's not less a sample size. Yes, Robbie, Indian Ross, I've been waiting for this. Cora, I've been waiting for this. Cowboys by a nose. All right, SDI, we got 22 minutes left before we get under the 2-hour mark. Anything else you want to say?
Well, next week, I think we're
next week, by the way.